Can we emulate God? And if so, what does it mean and how do you do it? In this week's Torah reading, which is called Kisavoy, when we go into the land of Israel and so on, the Torah has a verse, V'alachta bidrachav, you will go in his ways, in his paths. And Maimonides, when he enumerates the 613 commandments, he brings this verse as a commandment. And there's a famous question. Maimonides does not count general ideas as commandments. Each commandment has to have a very particular and unique definition. For instance, do the commandments. That's not a commandment. That's just telling you to do what God tells you to do. But it's not a specific and particular commandment. So therefore, why does Maimonides enumerate V'alachta bidrachav, you will go in his paths, as a commandment? What's the particular action, so to speak, and feeling that has to be done by this commandment? What is he expressing? And the answer is that this commandment is about emulating God. That means when we act things that we're supposed to be doing, we do them because God behaves that way. What does it mean that God behaves that way? That he considers that this is the proper behavior, not because the creature deserves or doesn't deserve, or in other words, deserves a kindness or a punishment. No. Or because God has a quality, kindness, and therefore he behaves kindly. No. Rather, because God considers that this is the proper behavior. And there's an example for this. There's a king. When the king actually does something for the people of his place, of his kingdom, he doesn't act out of kindness because he's a good king. And he's, no. He acts because he considers that this is the proper behavior, proper actions or whatever, to build a bridge or to make a road that the people of his kingdom need. Or the other way around, when he decides to punish somebody or a group of people, he doesn't do it because he's affected by what the people did. He is a king. He's above everything else. He does it because he considers that this is the proper behavior according to his understanding of the kingship, the kingdom, how things have to be done. The same thing happens with God. God doesn't have emotions that are affected by us. Like, if you behave nicely, God is happy. Yeah, we do say this to children. It's written in many places, God is happy, God is not happy. But the truth is that his actions are not because he is affected by us. It is everything that he does is because he considers that this is the proper behavior towards his creation. And of course, we cannot go into his mind to understand why is this the proper behavior, but that's his problem, so to speak. But he considers this is the proper behavior, and that's why he behaves this way. He is the king, so to speak. Now, having this in mind, what does it mean to emulate God? Human beings, not like God, we do have certain qualities. There are some people that are more kind, more inclined towards kindness. Some people are inclined towards more strict, being strict and so on. And we do act out of our reactions, our impulses, that somebody comes to you and screams, ah! So you're going to say, hey, what are you doing? The whole fight is going to start because we are affected by what happens to us from outside toward us. And we do have a regular way, a natural way to do things. So this means that if we want to emulate God in a very superficial and simple way, what this means is, when we act, we have to learn to do the proper thing. Not act because of the stimulus we get from the outside or because of our own nature to act in a specific way. No, we should act in a specific way because God acts that way. That means not out of custom, I'm accustomed to this, or my nature is to do this. No. And the way to get this is exactly to go beyond your nature. Even in a situation where you feel or you think you should not do kindness in a specific way, go beyond your nature, transcend yourself and act kindly. Because why? This is the proper behavior that God would behave in this way, in this particular situation. And even if you consider, yeah, I have to get angry and I have to do blah, 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 and so on. Wait a second. Go beyond your own nature, which is to get angry anyway, and think, is this behavior a proper behavior? The proper behavior for the situation? Yes or no? And this is what it means, the mitzvah, the commandment of emulating God. We have to go, that means, go beyond our own natures in His way, the way that God would behave, which is the proper way. And if a person asks, and I don't know what God would do, it's very simple. Look in the Torah. Look out in the Torah. How does God do things? And that way we can learn what's the proper behavior for ourselves. And in a more detailed way, Maimonides also writes that there's a middle path. When you go to extremes, you're always, almost always out of sync. You're not doing the proper way. The proper path is derech hamitzua, says the Rambam, the middle path. So you only get angry to things that are you're supposed to be getting angry. So you're only doing kindness in the cases where you're supposed to be doing kindness and so on. Always the middle path is the correct path, is the right path, and is God's path, so to speak. Why? Because we're always thinking, I have to emulate God, and emulating God means to go in the middle path, so to speak, but in a more detailed way, to do the proper behavior beyond what my nature would actually say. And by us going in the path of God, certainly His presence is going to be revealed in this world, speedily in our days, with the coming of Mashiach.